Hello and welcome to the third video in our series of video reflections on engaging personally with the Bible on a daily basis, which is what the focus for January has been on G24 for this month, this year, 2022. In the first video, we basically tried to encourage ourselves as to why we should be doing this. It helps us to be spiritually mature, to grow spiritually, to mature spiritually, and to be effective spiritually. So spiritual growth, spiritual maturity, spiritual effectiveness. And then in the second video, we spoke about different approaches by which we could do this, how that you could choose to go fast and read as many chapters as you can to get like general ideas about different books of the Bible. Or you can go slow and just take your time, one paragraph at a time, just squeezing out all the juice you can from it. Both approaches are very helpful. Both approaches are needed. It shouldn't be either or. It should actually be both. In Bible study and in growth track in our church, we go slow. We take the verse by verse approach and just camp around wherever we need to camp around by time. But in your own personal study, you can then choose to just go fast and say, okay, I want to read the Bible through in a year. And that's not an impossible feat. But if that sounds too big, there are plans that are shorter and simpler and things like that that you could easily accomplish. So today, we just want to point you to some tools that can help you to do that. First tools will be Bible plans. It's always good to have a plan if you want to engage with the Bible, even if that is as simple as having a particular devotional that you are following, that you read a verse and you read the reflection that the author or the authors have written and then lead you into a place of prayer. That's absolutely fine. Keep at it. That's somewhere to start. If you want something that will take you through the entire Bible in a year, there are plans. And in the description or the notes for this video, we're going to put links to some of those plans. There's a particular website that listed very many of these plans. So we'll put a link there for you to see and then to check out if there's any plan that might work for you. So that's that about reading plans. The second one would be Bible apps. And of course, there are lots of Bible apps out there. The most popular, arguably, would be the YouVersion Bible app. The website for it is bible.com, so that's very memorable. Just bible.com, you land on the YouVersion Bible platform. There is an online platform, there is the app version, and there is Bible app for kids as well. And they've got loads and loads and loads of Bible plans, many of them just being devotionals that are based off of one book or the other. So if you want something you can go through in 5 days, you find it. If you want the one you can go through in 30 days, maybe alongside our prayer and fasting, you'll find it. If you want something that you go through in a whole year, you'll find it. Just hundreds and thousands of Bible plans, as they are called, that are there for you to read. And the good thing is some of them are just Bible texts, and some of them are Bible texts with reflection, just like a devotional in that sense that you could follow through. So Bible reading plans and then Bible apps. The third one would be podcasts. Podcasts are just like online radio stations. And I mean, that's an industry that keeps growing and booming, especially in this generation where it's become readily doable by anyone that wants to put his voice or her voice out there. And some people are leveraging on that kind of a platform and technology to just read the Bible, like do the hard work for you, if you will. Read the Bible and other people tune in to listen to that at their own convenience. And they can do that at their pace. They can do that at any time of the day, basically. Once it's uploaded on a podcast, it's there for as long as the owner wants it to be there and as long as there is internet. So there are some particular ones that I could, if there's anyone that I could recommend at the top of my head, it would be the Daily Audio Bible podcast. They actually have a website. Like, it's a huge project, really, and that has got different other branches under it. So there is the Daily Audio Bible that focuses on just reading different aspects of the Bible, something from the New Testament, from the Old Testament, from the Psalms and the Proverbs every single day. And then, of course, having read through the day's portion, there will be a reflection about what you've read. There's also the Daily Audio Bible Chronological, in which case you then go through the Bible in 1 year as well, but this time chronologically, trying to, as much as possible, have a feel of what the story, unfolding story of the Bible is, according to how the events happened, as much as we could tell. So yeah, there is also that. There is one for kids, there is one for Psalms and Proverbs, there is one for Spanish and Chinese and all sorts of different other languages and things like that. Anyways, dailyaudiobible.com or .org, I'll get the correct website and put it in the description. You can land there, you can download their Bible app, but they also then have podcasts. So if you don't even want to engage with the website at all, you don't want to download their apps at all, you can search them up on any of the podcast platforms that you're using to listen to podcasts before and journey along with them. The good thing about them as well is the community that comes with that. So it's not just someone reading the Bible and at the end of the day, that's it. No, they read the Bible, they do some reflection on what they've read, and then you actually then hear people speak about, you know, praying for other listeners or responding to a particular prayer point that someone has raised and things like that. It's really like a global community. And yeah, that's that about Daily Audio Bible, chronological, because that's one I follow. Okay, and that's podcast. And then close to that is audio Bibles. Audio Bibles are basically just Bibles that are audio, as the name implies. So, and they are also put on different platforms. Some of them would look like a podcast platform. Others would just be independent audio platforms, like Audible. You find lots of, Audible is owned by Amazon, and there are lots of audio Bible versions on Audible. And then lastly would be 1 year Bibles. So Bibles that are specifically written to be read in 1 year. And there are lots of them. I mean, you just go on Amazon and search for Bible in 1 year and then put any translation that you want. Bible in 1 year, NIV, NLT, NKJV, KJV, and all of that. It's already a 1 year Bible that you have portions to read. It's already published according to January 1, read this part. January 2, read that part and things like that. So yeah, those are few resources that we could point you to. Of course, there are many other tools out there. And if there is anyone that you are using that have not been mentioned, feel free to chip it in the comment section or as a response to this video on the WhatsApp group, and let other people also know about it, or share links to resources that are helping you that you think can be of help to other people. So yeah, the most important thing is whatever you do, engage with the Bible. Whatever tools you use, engage with the Bible, squeeze out the juice out of it, and thus will become more and more like Jesus. Thank you very much for joining with us through this series. If there will be a video next week, it will just be to tie together everything that we've said in the course of this series. Otherwise, this might very well be the very last video in the series. And till we come your way in February, to focus on the theme for February, I am yours sincerely, Joseph Ola. On behalf of G24 team, God bless you. Bye.